Welcome everybody, shir number 1179. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos, and the writing is shir number 331. Okay, now to talk a minute about we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinei Makom in reference to a hotel. To talk a minute about a hotel. A person goes to a hotel, and what are some of the halachas of Shinei Makom in a hotel? Okay, so the Sefer Hilchas Brachos of he brings down interesting, a distinction between a yeshiva. We spoke about a yeshiva camp, or a hotel. It's different. There will be a yeshiva camp is different than a hotel. Why? Because he explains, like, by a yeshiva or camp in general, even though you have a dormitory and, you know, boys sleep in the dormitory or a camp or even a girls camp and everybody has a room, whatever, but usually the rooms are shared. You know, the girls have their room, or the boys have their room, and it's a few boys and in one room, or a few girls in one room, and they could, it's changed back and forth, right? In other words, you could have one boy could be in one dormitory room and then be changed to another dormitory room, and whatever the case is, it's not really set in stone, as they say, because he explains that, you know, you have a hanhala, you have it's all on the yeshiva or the camp guidance, and everything is one camp, everything is one yeshiva, whereas opposed to a hotel, even though, good, it's one owner, the entire complex, the whole building, everything is one owner, one person, let's say, or two people, whatever, one committee owns this hotel, but when you rent out a room of a hotel, it's my room, it's nobody has rishus, they can't just come and, you know, move me here, move me there, this is the room I rented, and this is my room, nobody's allowed to come into my room without my own rishus, right, it's my domain, it's like you're renting out an apartment, if I'm in a hotel room for 2 weeks, so that is my domain, that's my apartment for 2 weeks. As opposed to how he explains yeshiva camp, it's more like, you know, whatever. Sometimes, people are moved around, and it's more like a part of one whole yeshiva, one whole camp type of a thing. And it's shared by everybody, even though a person sleeps in one bed, so to say, you know. Okay, so now with that, when we spoke about the yeshiva and the camp, so he explained the Hilchas Brachos, Sefer Hilchas Brachos, he explained Ramalka that even though it's enclosed, as long as it's enclosed, the entire complex, even if you have two or three different buildings, the Beis Medrash is in one building, in the lunchroom in a different building, the dormitory in a different building, whatever, but it's all enclosed in a fence all around, and he explained that Lamaisa, that's the it's all considered one camp, one yeshiva. So even going from building to building, as long as it's fenced in all around, a complex that's fenced in all around would still be like going from room to room. And going even from room to room in the dormitory, whatever, would still be room to room because, in effect, again, it's all one hanhol, it's all under one camp, one yeshiva, as opposed to a hotel. So those halachas he brings down would be taka difference, and so he says like this. So this is because of the fact that the room, the hotel, is paid for, and it's their domain, and that's it. You know, even though you pay for a camp, but you know everybody's moved around. But in a hotel, this is my room, and that's it. This is my domain for that period of time that I'm there, right? So therefore, if one moves around, let's say in the building, they'll go. They might go from the lunchroom to the Beis Medrash, and it's all in one building. That's a little bit easier to say that it's all like room to room. But definitely, if one goes from one building, let's say you have two or three buildings in the complex of the hotel, right? Let's say the Beis Medrash is in one place, the lunchroom in another place, it's different buildings. And a person he brings down goes from one building to another, even though in the complex of the hotel, even though the entire complex is surrounded by a fence all around, right? It's surrounded by a fence all around. A new bracha would be needed. If they changed buildings, even though one had in mind to change the location to another building, it wouldn't make a difference because it has a din, like going from house to house, in which case having in mind would not help. But obviously, right, we've learned in the past, bread and cake, would be no problem. Else making a new bracha, they would not need a new bracha. It's only by shehakal away to adama. The same thing would apply if one made a bracha in their own room and then they changed locations to the courtyard or the garden of the hotel or so on, something like that. So the same, because again, it's my room, it's my domain. So he says the same thing would apply. So I made a bracha, let's say, in my room, then I go decide to sit outside in the courtyard somewhere or in the garden of the hotel. Now, talking specifically with the hotel, that would also be a problem whereby one would need a new running into needing a new bracha. If one could see the location, we won't always keep in mind, is if you could see the location, right? From my room, I could see the location, or from the down, wherever I am in the courtyard, I could see my room or whatever, something like that, where I made the original bracha. So then we say al safik bracha. So you do not remake the bracha. Now, in the above case, if one is still able to see the room, like we just said, right? So that would be no problem from the place that they're sitting. Then no bracha would be made by the eved. And okay, so that's basically the story. Now we'll talk about the upcoming shiurim, how if somebody actually goes from, let's say, their room into the hallway, or their room, which is really their domain, like their apartment, into other parts, even in the same building, we'll see how that works in upcoming shiurim. So that's a little bit different, but let's just get clear what we have today in the yeshiva. Like in the yeshiva camp, where it's on one complex, even going from, as long as it's surrounded all around, even going from building to building, would have been like room to room. But in a hotel, it's a different story, like we said, and how we came out in today's shiur, Lafi, the Sefer Hilchos Brachos, going from, if you go from one building to another, so then when you're changing buildings in a hotel, then you would need another bracha. It would not have a din of room to room. It would have a din like going from house to house, unless, of course, like we said, you could see the place. And even going from your room out into the courtyard would be the same thing, whereby you would have a issue of having to remake the bracha. And it's a shame. We'll talk about more in the building itself, even though I mentioned the beginning of the shiur in the building itself in a hotel, but we have to see going from your room into the lobby, how does that work? Because again, it's sort of like a din of an apartment when you're renting out the room in a hotel. So like a din of an apartment, we'll have to see how that will work. But at least we have it clarified from building to building, the distinction, differentiation between a yeshiva or camp complex and a hotel complex, how he brings it down. Does the Sefer Hilchos Brachos would be a difference. Now, he brings it down in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, Sefer Hilchos Brachos, Daf Tov Tes. Thank you for listening. Yatzlach and Baruch and Kol Tov.